the show has started. Let's bring in the energy.
What's up, Lego?
You see, we couldn't pass up on that song. Let me see you.
Oh, la, la, la.
Let me see you.
Oh, la, la, la. Oh, la,
booga. If you don't move to that song,
in fact,
something's really off.
What's going on?
You need to call me and shout what's up, Lego,
exactly,
so that you can get the energy back up. Welcome to the show. Fantastic morning to you. It's now 8 minutes past 10. You're listening to 99.3 Nigeria Info. We've got a full house here. My name is Wemimo Adewunmi. I like them do the rounds.
I'm Isoke. If you don't remember, it's okay.
I'm Nancy. Good morning, Lagos.
The coolest of them all.
Nancy.
Welcome on to the show. We're going to have a fabulous time. If you cannot call us, you can send us a message on WhatsApp, and that's 0825975805. We're going to have family clinic from 11.
All right.
So we're going to be taking your family issues. We are self-appointed counselors.
It's true. True that.
Self-appointed on that line.
Self-accredited.
Yeah.
In-house shrinks.
In fact, trained on this show right here.
We got you like that.
So if you have a family issue that you'd like Nigerians to advise you on, please send us a message on WhatsApp 0825975805. We'll be able to take maybe one or two in that hour. But the first hour of the show, we're going to start right away into our topic for today. I tipped you guys off from yesterday.
Yeah.
So I hope you had enough time to ruminate over this and tell me what your thoughts are. So the conversation today is centered around something easy peasy.
That's the Nigerian version, though.
Yeah, is this girl, this Shayo girl on Instagram? You know her, right?
Mm-mm.
She does poetry in a Yoruba local way.
Awesome.
She lives in the UK, but she does poetry, and she does all the P in the quiz. So that's her
trying to sound very original.
Yeah,
right?
So you know, easy peasy.
Easy peasy.
She should do her bees with her. With the bees.
With the bees.
Yeah.
Too.
So you'll be She's like, I want to fabulous. Eat bread.
Okay. Go on, it's okay.
No, stop. Was it bread? That's really weird. All right, today we've had quite a fabulous week of lineups, right? Building up the show. And today I want to ask, we're going to broaden beyond women. Okay. I want to ask, so why do people let go of their friends once they get married? So we're not going to say just women, because some men also do.
They do now.
Yeah, they do. Why exactly do you let go of your friends once you are married, especially your single friends? So maybe for someone like me, I'm not quick to call someone my friend.
Yeah.
The word friend means a lot to me.
Yeah, it does.
You know, I'm easy to acquaintance box.
Yes.
You're gonna be really lucky
to
cross that line. If I call you a friend, I hold it dearly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not certain that getting married is gonna break that line, because you deserved it. And I'm
you
not sure
be
that
there.
You being married or me being married removes the fact that you deserve to be my friend. But I think the word friend is different for different people.
For
other people, they have a broader net of people. Everybody
in
that net is their friend, right? That's okay if that works for you. But once you get married, what happens to you? Why do you let go of your friend?
Society.
How?
Yeah.
Society tends to make us believe, oh, you're not married, be different. The kind of things you do should be different. The people you're seen with, you should have married friends. So you do married things together.
Mm-hmm. What are married things?
Double dating? I don't know.
Double dating?
You can be dating, like, when you are while still dating, you can have double dates
I'm
with
really
your friends.
I'm just trying to think of
so that married
things.
With the female folk, right? You see, they tend to tell you, you're not a married woman. You should, you know, your friends should change. Have married friends so you discuss things that will help your home. Don't be seen hanging with your single friends. It's not a good look for you. And it
it's
doesn't
not a
make
good
sense.
Look,
yeah, it doesn't make sense to me. I still kept my friends after I got married. Like, why should I do away with my friends? Because people say, oh, if you still have single friends, they'll corrupt you.
Yes.
Why is anybody corrupting an adult?
I've heard that one. Like, oh, is
I'm an adult. Nobody
friend.
Should corrupt me.
It's okay. What do you think?
Okay, so, I mean, I agree with you. I think friendship is is a very dear thing, really and truly. You know, I actually believe friendship is a spiritual connection.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
I know. Yes. So, you know, I just think that people usually, before you get married, usually your friends would be your priority.
Definitely.
Right? You get married, yours is your major priority.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Before your children become your major priority. Then your friends just keep going lower on that priority scale. Yeah. Mm. They just keep going lower, lower, lower. And then, you know, there are people like that will tell you, look, see, maybe your marriage is not thriving as much as it should be because all those your single friends
that you hang around you. Yeah.
You know, they're not a good influence on you. You know, you need people that can
That are on the same pedestal as you, married friends, that kind of thing.
It's almost like, let's say they're not on your level now. Yeah. You know, you've
levels unchanged.
Levels unchanged.
I had to play 10 over 10.
Yes, you should. I miss that song.
But you know, again, remember, I'm gonna possibly people will start calling me the Bing Bing. So I totally agree that friendship is a spiritual connection.
I do.
And I think that you can't hit that off with everybody.
Yes. No, you can't.
But you if you hit it off with someone, and again, it's for me, it's about the wholesomeness of the being. Because the idea of having, the idea of having a friend is that this is someone I can talk to, that can bear myself to.
Yeah, you can be vulnerable around them.
I can be vulnerable with.
Yeah.
Now, when the spouse comes up, you're actually also right, it's okay. On the scale of priority, the friendship goes down a notch.
Yeah.
It has to. I think it naturally...
Your spouse is now, you're like your best friend.
It naturally would. But the problem I see is that with many people, they want their spouses to be everything to them.
That is it.
You want your spouse to be your friend, to be your counselor, to be your go-to. I used to be like that.
Your whole world.
But I realized that no one human being can be all of that.
At all.
Absolutely.
What? Oh my God.
Absolutely. Now let's make that a thing on this
show. It should be.
Absolutely. I like it.
Thank you.
No one human being can be all of that. And I think it stresses a lot of relationships.
It does.
Because you're expecting this person
too much from one person.
But when you have your friends, because they are friends to you, they are your girly thing or his guy thing. And sometimes when I see women fret about guys going out, I'm like, I don't know what you're about. Because this person's being needs this wholesomeness that only his friends can give.
True that.
You can't do that. Mm-hmm. You're trying to be everything to him. You can't do that.
You can't. You shouldn't even want to. Are you Jesus?
Are you Jesus? It's okay.
No, it's okay.
You're on a roll.
She came with a fire today.
This is how I am. Every little thing is like, it's okay. What's happening?
It's just coming.
But really, no, this topic, I think it means a lot to me because I feel like I did have friends, at least people that I called my friends, and like once they got married, it's like
see you later.
Yeah, you know, and I just didn't understand it.
Aww.
I mean, at first, of course, till I just realized that, you know, life is life. Life will
life
be
happens, just yeah.
whatever it is.
Yeah.
Because it's not like I don't have married friends that have still held on to me and like, you know, husband will go away and they're like, oh yeah, come, let's just sleep over and scatter the house. Yes, you know, I just believe that. Friendship is an entity, right? And I feel like what friendship actually is, a lot of people don't know.
Yeah.
You know, they don't take it seriously.
Seriously, yes. Yeah. The value.
Yes, they don't value it. Like, at least they don't feel like it should be that deep. It's just friendship now. Oh, friends come and go.
No.
You know?
Your spouse is always there.
So I think that's when you, like, really streamline it down to who your friend is.
Yes.
You can have acquaintances. There's people you just roll with.
Intimate acquaintances.
Then you now have those ones, those your day one, your ride
core,
or die.
Your core. That's your core ones, team.
Yes. Those ones that will be there for you. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, if it's going down, even in your marriage, it's something is really, really sad, and you go to that one friend. she has your back.
And this is someone or some people who have good heads on their shoulders.
Definitely.
Underline that.
Definitely.
They have to be people who, because of the truth, some people are more easily influenced than others.
Yeah.
Right? So you need to choose someone who...
But
who,
why should anybody be influencing an adult? Like, you should be able to...
Your friends influence you, honestly.
And you see, it's, I think it's just a human makeup. Some people are more easily influenced. It's just how they're wired.
True.
Maybe they can work on improving that
themselves,
themselves. But it is how they are. They are very impressionable, right? My friend's got a bag. I need to have that same bag. Like, no, are you all right?
That is not the kind of influence that I think we should be talking about.
The kind of influence I want to see is that my friend is getting a PhD.
That's it.
And I'm rating myself like, I can do the same thing too.
I think that's when, you know, all those mothers, you know, when you get married,
mamas,
those aunties, those Nigerian aunties and those Nigerian mommies will be like, okay, so now you have married
your friends, you need to be serious.
No, don't have those your single friends, because they tend to believe those your single friends will want to tell you, oh, you have to go clubbing every Friday.
Come on.
Oh, we have to spend hundreds of hours in the salon getting our nails done, doing mani-pedi and all of that. It's not a bad thing, but there are certain responsibilities you now acquire as a married person. Weekends, probably you spend those weekends with your family, your husband and your children. You also have those weekends where you have this special one, you create that time for yourself.
Yeah.
Girls, you know, girls weekend, you just unwind with your friends. But your single friends might, since they don't have the same responsibilities you have, might have all the time, you know, to just kiki about. I think that's when that's what these Nigerian aunties and Nigerian mummies are like, our African.
Well, maybe they're not totally wrong.
Yeah, they're not totally wrong.
Maybe also having friends that drag you out quite regularly is also a good thing.
Yes.
I mean, if you're married
regularly,
person,
not yes, regularly.
Yes.
There should be some.
So you need a social life.
No, you have a social life.
No. You see, I'm at a point where I think that those friends whose lives are just a happy-go-lucky, you need them in your lives.
You do.
Especially when you have more responsibilities, because it's easier to forget yourself. You know, I've talked about the bing, bing, bing.
Yeah.
It's very easy to forget yourself.
Bing, bing.
Let's go on the phone lines. 0700-993-993-993. Male or female, did you let go of your single friends after you got married? Why? Why should you let go of your single friends once you're married?
Keep your friends.
I mean,
we need your friends. Keep them.
I think they're an essential part. That's if you have friends. Now, some people don't keep friends.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's sad.
There are people that say that. I've heard people actually say, I don't believe in friends. Ooh, no. And I'm like, okay.
Those ones have been dealt with.
No, really, actually. There are people that don't believe that. Like, why should I?
They have received enough.
This
breakfast.
Life is me and my significant other.
Yeah,
it's me and my Jesus.
All right, we've got the phone lines buzzing now. Let's head there. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
No, not like that. Give us some energy, please.
Good morning.
No, you shout "What's up, Lagos?" That's how we sign in here. Hello?
What's
going on?
Hello, Kingsley.
You need to shout "What's up, Lagos" when you call us. Please go ahead.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to that!
That's it. Please go ahead now.
My name is Kingsley. I'm calling from somewhere.
I know what you want to tell us is not correct, so just go on. Don't start thinking about your location. Don't worry. Go on.
Anonymous.
I don't want you to be like discussing this. When somebody is married, either a man or a woman, you need to reduce the friends you have, your single friends you have.
Why?
You need to reduce.
Because.
Hello, are you there? Oh.
Please call us back.
Are you there? I think your network has done you bad. Please call us back if you're able to. It's 0700-993-993-993. Female callers, 01465-7190. If you're on Twitter, you can tweet at us at Nigeria Info FM. WhatsApp is 0809597-5805. Let's talk. Hello.
What's up, Lego?
Cheers to
life. That's it. I like it.
Yes.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Good morning. Yeah, Timothy from Ikeja.
Welcome, Timothy. Did you keep your single friend, if you are married, that is?
I think it's a personal trend. I don't know about women, but for me, I think you have to delete some friends.
Delete.
Or depend on the type of friend you keep.
I like that. Depend.
Like me personally, so there are some things, there are some friends I need to let them go when I got married. Because most of the time, the type of some friend I have, sometime after closing from work, we have nothing to do, how to gather ourselves, going to joint, take some beers, and all the times.
Yeah.
So when I got married, I think I need to
adjust.
Even themselves, even tell me that now, so we are not going to take much of your time because we are married now.
Oh.
That will take some time for your family.
Yeah.
So sometimes even though they want to go, they will not even call me because there's this. If I say, where are you guys? They say they are already. You are married. Go and stay with your wife.
So, but they are quite sensible people.
Yes,
they are sensible people.
But for me, I think some friends, the one that can give you good idea. You know, both of you know yourself.
Yeah.
So depend the one you want to keep and the one you want to let them go.
True. That
is for me.
Thank you very much for sharing. I think you got yourself sensible friends who will let you
friends
go.
Friends that will not cause you to sing.
Yeah.
Hello, good morning.
Give us the energy, the passcode.
What's up, Lego?
Yes! Keep it up.
Hey. Yes! Juice to life! That's the energy. Thank you. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, my name is Vita.
Welcome.
Okay, the topic you're treating, to me, you can keep the one that adds value to your life.
Yeah.
So that's it. You know, the one that adds value to your life, so you keep them.
Yeah. So you're going to have to do like a sieving. You sort them and say which ones are valuable, which ones aren't, and then just let the ones that aren't valuable go.
Sure.
That's, so some
cut
sorting.
Ties. You just cut ties.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello.
Radio has to be off.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning, John from Ogba.
Welcome, John.
If you are married and you can do away with some certain friends, especially those that are not your business friends, because you know when you are single, you have something with doing with some friends that are that maybe you have business thing together.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't do away with such friends. Even though they are not married, but the one that, like the last caller lady said, but the one that has not been adding value to your life,
if they were not adding value to your life, why were you with them?
Friends? Why?
When you were single, let me use it, men for example, we like to hang out just like that guy said.
Yeah, after work.
That's not adding value to your life now. He's hanging out adding value to your life.
Well,
the presence of a good friend is value. I believe that.
Well, I think what they are describing as friends are hangout partners.
Yes.
Like, and some of them could be colleagues.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you know, sometimes for guys, over some couple of drinks, they talk about everything.
Yeah.
So because you talk about everything with the same clique, you tend to categorize them as friends.
Yeah.
I'll be a bit hesitant to call them friend. But if you think they're friends, I think you need to sort through them. But we need to go out on a break. We'll see your calls coming in. When we come back, we'll continue this conversation. Remember that we're having family clinic from 11. So if there's a family issue you'd like us to put on air for you, please send us a WhatsApp message. It's 08095975805. 08095975805. We'll be your counselors, and Lagos and Nigeria will also be joining us. We'll be right back on WhatsApp Lagos and Go Away.
What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.
Welcome back. This is What's Up Lagos. You're listening to 99.3 Nigeria Info. It is Thursday morning. It's now 10:36 a.m. And we're asking you, once you get married, should you let go of your friends? Specifically single friends, and why? So you can give us an instance. Did you let go of your friends when you got married? Did you have a specific reason for doing that? Remember that we're also having the family clinic coming up about 11-ish. So if you've got a family problem, rather, let me rephrase.
We're here for you.
We're here for you.
We got you.
It's not a family issue. It doesn't have to be marriage. It's just family, sibling, parental issues like that. Please send to us on WhatsApp 08095975805. We'll be sure to read your messages later on. So the phone number to call is 0700-993-993-993. Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Now, what's up, Lagos? It's a pass code. Let's go.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
That's it. Just alive.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Ayo. I'm calling from Yanafaja.
Welcome, Ayo.
Yeah, I want to contribute to your program.
Sure. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my experience with single, you married and letting your friend go.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's 50-50. You understand? I have a friend. He got married before me. And you know that after some time, he has problems with his wife. He has to pack out of the house because of one of our friends. He's single. He's still relating with that guy. So
Wait. You have lost me. Wait a bit. So yeah. Your friend had another single friend. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yes.
And he was still relating with that single friend?
Yes.
But you were married?
Yes.
Okay, I get you.
You understand?
Yeah.
So the other guy has to encourage him to leave his wife.
Wow.
So even the guy married to another person, even the other lady that he has to let go, that was okay. The two of them will hear from him. So from her. So the other guy is not married, and the lady maybe is dealing with them spiritually, I don't know. But
it
depends on the kind of friend you are keeping. You just have to watch yourself. But to my own, I think I have to let some of them go.
Do you think that married friends can also give you bad advice?
True that.
Yes. Married friends can also give you bad advice. So you weigh the option. You study your friend. You know the kind of friend you want to keep. You understand?
I got you. Thank you very much for sharing. So I think that's the cocoa question. Is it like only single friends that can give you bad advice?
Married friends can give you bad advice as well. Some of your married friends are even worse than your single friends.
I mean, being single, is it a thing? Hello?
Hello?
Please give us a passcode. Your radio has to be off.
Okay, what's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Jess Alive.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Yeah, I can go on the line.
Welcome.
Yeah, what I will say concerning married and the single, if you are doing, where are you?
We lost you.
Network new. Good morning, hello.
Okay.
Hello, good morning.
Thank you for calling. Give us a passcode.
Good morning, Lagos.
Rara.
Uncle.
It's What's Up, Lagos.
What's
Let's go.
Up,
what's up?
Yes, Jess Alive.
She's back.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
This is Abiodun, calling from Ikeja, California.
All right, Abiodun, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you. I greet all you.
Yeah, we
greet you. Good morning.
Yeah, morning. Yeah, you see, about his friend.
Yeah.
To me, they will follow automatically or naturally.
They will follow.
We die away.
Jesus.
No, definitely. And besides that, if not, you have to make your choice. Like which one is good for your marriage or for your new personality. You know, when you're single, you are one person.
Yeah.
But when you're married, you are not one with another body.
That's correct.
When you consider the other body, then you know what is good for the both of you.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
That's my take.
Fair enough.
We can't argue with you.
Yeah, that's fair.
I can't argue with you.
Argue.
I can't. And I think that he's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
And he's very conscious of the joining of his being with another's.
Oh, we're back to the being.
To the being. You know what?
The being.
What I think is actually painful is this, eh? You're actually joined with your friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
wait,
my God.
Calm. Wait. Don't break my head. You're joined with your friend. Then, you know, officially and as per threesome with God, you're joined with another person, your spouse. Yes.
I couldn't hear anything else after.
Wait. That's what marriage is.
No, I couldn't hear anything else.
But wait, calm. You guys, hear me out, please.
Okay.
Now, this is what I think is also quite painful. Not even quite painful. Let me say unfortunate. How is it?
Unfortunately.
Like, so, she has her own dictionary.
I do. So why is it that, okay, you have assessed your friend, the person that you were calling your friend, you've looked at them, you're like, nah, this friendship cannot serve me any longer. Why don't you go speak to them? As I am now, I feel like it's best that we part ways. Why not have an official breakup?
But did you have an official get startup?
Why not?
No, when you were gonna become friends.
Sometimes when you
reality,
want to serve breakfast, you don't have to do it like
you don't have to.
You just do that. It's not so. You just make it be diplomatic. It's not you. It's me. Be diplomatic about
you,
it.
It's
not you. It's me.
No, see, when they start telling you, it's not you, it's me.
You know that is you?
That's not that is you. Take your L and please.
That's where diplomacy comes
it's
into
not
play.
Yeah, but I think there should at least be something official because this
like
person
a send first party.
That's it. Yes.
No, it will become too much if you take it that.
Hello?
That route.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, give us a passcode. Let's go.
What's up, Lena?
Come on, yes. Come on. Yes. Come on.
Hey.
Thank you. What's up?
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
My name is Mr. Zach. I'm calling from Aja. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I'm so excited to be on your show.
Oh, nice. We are glad to have you here. Thank you for calling.
Based on your topic this morning, when I got married, I had to let go of some of my friends.
Why?
Let's say I had 6 friends in my circle, right? And my wife might not like 2 of them.
Okay.
You understand? And if it happens that I have to hang out with them, maybe they have this habit she doesn't like, or they have this attitude she doesn't like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see it in a way that this thing is going to start affecting my husband.
True.
You know, and she, in turn, she's actually looking out for me.
Hmm.
So oftentimes, in order for there to be peace and happiness, you just have to let go of the friends gradually. As one of the callers earlier on said, they begin to fade away.
Yeah.
And at some point, they too will leave you. They're like, that guy is married, I beg. He has his own problems.
Yeah.
Then when responsibility sets in, you know, you want to cut costs, you want to cut this, you want to cut that, because there are people at home. So I think I had to let go some of them just for the sake of my family.
Yeah.
And that's my take on that.
Okay.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. So it also believes in the shedding away.
Wow. Yeah.
Like you shed off old skin.
I think that's after you've made your evaluations, like, okay. And I like what the other caller and what he has said, being considerate of your partner.
Yeah.
When you're considerate, like, okay, this friendship is not serving
both
my partner
us.
And
yeah.
myself.
Yeah.
You evaluate.
And it's a very good thing because now you're not being selfish.
Yeah.
You recognize it was only you before and this person was possibly good for only you.
Definitely.
But maybe not good for
so you're being considerate, exactly.
Of your being.
Of your being. Of your being.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay, I'm back. The line went off.
Welcome. I hope the network allows you. Welcome. Please go on now.
Okay, yeah. One thing that the ones that are really business-oriented with you, that you know you make it come from, or they are valuable for something good in your life, you hold fame to them.
But that's not friendship.
That's selfish. Hello?
But those are your
that's
business
not
partners.
Friendship.
Not necessarily your friends.
Yeah, business partner. They are your friends now.
No.
Yeah. You make friends.
Don't mix business.
You're like your church member.
Yeah.
You make friends.
No.
Okay, from your church to
your compound, your village, or where they're close.
Sir.
The friendship cannot be terminated now. They will continue fellowshiping with you. Only that the time factor has to be changed.
Okay. So what I see here is that
generally for the women, the women are always busy. So like when my friend got married, she was worried that I don't talk to her. I just said, you have a lot of time to spend with your husband, even when you are not giving birth. You are pregnant. What do you want me to be doing with you?
But so that's when she needs you.
She needs you.
You cannot go to sports with me. And I go for walking. You cannot go all those places. So concentrate on your marriage and your husband.
That's not fair.
Once in a while, I promise to say hello and then go away.
Well, I get her point. Maybe because of societal, you know, bad measures, they'll think if you keep as a single friend, if you keep coming to your married friend, what are you looking for? So she just took her L in peace and just excused herself. But I think that's when your friend needs you.
She made the decision to excuse herself.
Yes,
and I don't think it's fair. I'm sorry, but like it's not fair.
I mean, I think that if
when your friend is pregnant, she needs you to bring
you.
The ginger ale, the crackers,
the
you know, all those things you need. You know, just when you're feeling down, like, cause some pregnancy hormones can be very terrible.
Yeah.
So you need your friends to prop you up.
I agree.
Who's going to hold your hand in the labor room?
Exactly.
Like, I love my husband, God knows, but sometimes I need my friends there too. Yeah. Like, when you're going through that pain, your friends crack you up a bit.
Yeah.
While the husband is rubbing
your hair, somebody else is rubbing your feet.
Exactly.
Yeah. It makes you feel better. We've got WhatsApp loaded with messages.
Yes, we do. So we have Dan P from Igondo, who said, good morning to you all.
Morning.
You all are inspiring, and I'm learning a lot from this topic.
Aww. Good.
Some friends are evil.
Oh my
and frenemies. Just went straight there. They are evil. So it's better to spot them out and refrain from them before they sink you like a ship.
Hmm.
Okay. Private life is the best.
That's deep.
Then there's a comment, you know, just for me, and I just want to tell you that I appreciate. You know, I'm not going to read it out.
Wait. Just ask for a number.
We get it.
So we have Namdi from Surulere, who said, at times, it depends on what a person's spouse wants. He or she may not want certain friends around their partner due to observations that he or she has made.
Mm-hmm.
Again, many of the stories we watch and hear about people who go behind to have secret relationships with their friends, partners,
hello,
is quite discouraging.
Oh,
so, a lot of married people are just being careful in order to safeguard their marriage. Hey, hey.
Wait, having relationships with your friends?
No, yeah, like, you're worried that, oh, your friend, you're so close to your friend,
yeah,
and your friend maybe keeps coming through. Perhaps this friend is going to have something with your husband.
Ah.
Oh, okay.
Do you get what
now I get? Because I was thrown for a bit.
Yeah.
Oh, so you are guiding your territory.
You're guiding, exactly. Protecting. You're like, this one is my own.
So why are you keeping such friends, though? Friends that can
That's
take
what
your
I'm
husband
saying.
In 10
I
seconds.
Feel like the concept of friendship here that I'm just hearing, I can't believe it.
Wait,
it's
wait, first. Can a person be taken from you if they did not want
they
to
used
be taken?
To took people, though.
No.
They used to took
a person
people.
That is taken
like
wanted
Katia
to,
say,
wanted to
what,
be taken.
What are you taking? It's not taking.
What are you taking? Anyone who's taken wanted
to be taken.
Right.
And if they're not taken by your friend, somebody else will pick them up because they're lying.
Follow.
I agree.
The road, they're just there.
You as a person, you're not strong enough to keep a person that does not want to be
so
kept.
You can't.
Please.
Wait,
snap
it's okay.
Your
I came with lots of wisdom.
Snap
today.
Your fingers
it's
for
happening.
Me.
It's happening.
Do you know who I am?
Don't leave me.
Let me go back
words
to the WhatsApp line, you know, before I just
dropping wisdom.
So we have Prince from Aja who said, when you're married, even if you don't intentionally do away with friends, responsibilities and your spouse will gradually take you away from the friends. Oh yeah, now be one with your spouse forever and ever, just you be staring at each other's face like that. That is what you want, right?
But I think it's okay and already address the matter, because in reality the scale would shift.
Definitely.
Yes.
Because unless you don't want to get married, if you are intentional about being married, the scale will shift.
Mm-hmm.
Your spouse comes first.
Yes.
Your kids come after.
And your real friends will understand
your real
that fact.
Bam! Bamsolutely.
Bamsolutely!
Real friends will adjust accordingly.
Yes.
I have a friend.
You know,
every time we meet my friend, she's my very good friend. She's my sister.
Aww.
Every time she's not married yet, if we have to hang out and we're going to be out late,
mm-hmm,
she'll be like, let me call my brother-in-law. You're still with me.
Yeah.
Because she understands that.
That
fact.
The dynamics have changed.
Your real friends will understand.
Yeah.
But then your real friends will not be shed off like snake skin.
No,
no.
The way some people are, I'm
no.
so sorry. But like this
not.
Shedding away.
No.
I mean, what are we?
No.
Okay, we have.
I think the ones they shed away are the ones that will cause them to sin.
Mm.
Those are the ones you should shed away. The ones that will cause. You know, you have some friends that have weary.
I don't know.
There's some friends
know.
That you know
your
that
friend,
this one.
If your friends are a reflection of you, that means you also have some wearing.
You know you need to help people. There's
no.
some people you know you need to help.
Those are your patients. Those are your patients.
No. So
doctor.
You are with them to help them become better W's.
Definitely. No, not better W's.
W's?
Yeah.
What's W, please?
We don't use that word.
Better
we don't use that word, so we use a W.
So you're with them to help them come out of that stage.
You are a psychologist, then. You are a doctor.
Your life is devoted
to
them.
You are not their friend, because friendship is a mutual...
So that's where the adding value...
comes into play. When you add value.
So all the years you were with them, the W is never shed off.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, these things take time, you know. It's not magic.
I get you.
These things take time.
Good morning.
Hello.
Give us a passcode.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Come on. Yeah, come on. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Just alive.
Just alive. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Wow.
Everybody say wow.
Everybody say wow.
Welcome.
Your voice is amazing.
Thank you very much.
Especially when people, whenever she says, "Welcome, Lagos."
Yeah, so when more people are tripping over your voice on WhatsApp,
I understand well.
I send message now. My name is Dampy.
All right, Dampy.
I love this Soke's voice so much.
Aww.
Crushing deeply on her voice.
Oh, yeah, leave voice.
I'm shy.
You just came here crushing on voices.
Anything you want to say, cheers in life. You need to put more bass.
Oh, yeah, give us the bass.
Okay, how do I do it? Give us the bass. Teach me, sir.
To add your voice.
Don't worry, Nancy's got some bass in her voice.
I'm all about that bass. Oh, yeah, how should I do it? Mr. Dampy, please, teach me.
I'm enjoying the show.
Thank you. Thank you so very much.
Well, as for me, I'm single, but most of my, like 95% of my friends are married.
95?
Yes.
Do you feel strange or weird being with them?
No, I learn a lot from them because I'm not saying I'm responsible. But I'm not saying I'm too perfect.
Yeah.
But I'm a disciplined type.
Good.
You understand? So that is why they still keep me as friends.
Nice.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, one of those that should not be shed off.
Yeah, exactly. This you can't be shed off.
Yes, because I'm not saying I'm perfect.
Yeah.
I'm a very disciplined type. I don't take nothing.
Yeah.
So that's why they still keep me.
Yeah.
Like most of my friends, they are older than me. Many of them are married anyway. So it depends on the kind of friends, because there are some friends that you need, maybe you want to hang out, chat.
Yeah.
You know, you keep them aside for that one.
Yeah, you're correct.
Some you don't bring closer.
You're correct.
Your spouse. Because if you bring them, yourself, you know what in this up.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, and I think you're totally correct. This is one of the keepers, right?
This is one you don't share.
Yeah, if they're sensible.
Yeah.
And I think looking around at the kind of people who make up your clique would also show you
the kind of person you are.
That's what I'm saying. So I just believe that if they are your friends in your circle, then they should be sensible. If you are sensible.
Yeah.
So how is it that you're married and you're like, oh, actually, this person is not sensible? So are you saying,
when did this start being insensible? Were they always not sensible?
Do you get what I'm saying?
Or did they start being unsensible when you got married?
Thank you, please.
If you were with them while you were single and they were good.
Mm-hmm. Or are you just saying that?
Can we also then come to the conclusion that you also were not very sensible? That marriage is now changing.
You're probably the most sensible one in the clique.
Why? Then you are not sensible if really you are hanging out with people to play the role of the counselor.
Yeah, people are different. You don't expect everybody to behave the same way you will behave.
Yeah, but you don't expect everybody to be your friend.
But I think that no matter how unsensible, insensible you are, that everyone has still got a good part to them.
You would expect them to emulate the good part.
It doesn't make them your friend.
But if they don't emulate it over the years, it's okay, and
let me give you an example.
Say you have
this friend that you grew up with in the same neighborhood.
Okay.
This friend is literally next door, and you guys grew up together.
Okay.
Now you've gotten to an adult stage where you expect this person to behave in a
like
an adult, and the person is not what you do away with the person after all these years.
Yes.
Yes.
Immediately.
Inshallah, yes.
Oh my God.
So in that case, right away.
Yeah.
Was the person really your friend, or were you guys just, you know, that kind of old
childhood
party, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
We have those. Like, I have a childhood homie.
Yeah.
We've been neighbors for the longest time. We used to play basketball when we were kids. I have any like issue, oh, I need a lift here, I need a ride here. Yes. But one or two, this is my friend and everything. No. It's not like that.
Yeah, but you still kick in and, you know, do stuff together, right?
No, yeah, but I think our last caller hit on the head. I think sometimes it's safe to have categories.
Yes.
You categorize your friends.
I think Jesus gave us a good example.
Oh, he did.
So, yes, he had the inner circle disciples. Mm-hmm. Those were the ones, after he told the disciples, stay here and be praying. So there were the multitude, mm-hmm. then there were the 12, then of the 12, there were the three.
It's true.
And I said, you three, you are the ones, leave these 12 here to be praying. Leave the 9 here, you come inside.
Wisdom.
What are you saying?
Wheezy.
Somebody said, don't leave me.
Don't leave me.
Let's take one or two more calls before the news. Hello?
What's up, ladies? Come on.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Okay, now I'm going to totally put off your microphone.
Just
welcome
to
the show. What's your name?
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Nelson. I'm calling.
Hey.
Hi, Nelson.
Welcome, Nelson.
Mandela.
No. Yeah, okay. Mine is, I'm this kind of person that I'm all, but although I don't have a very big circle, my circle is just small.
Yeah.
Because my friends, I don't have much friends. So before my friends got married, I'm this person that their girlfriends always report them to me before they got married, and they'll always tell their husband that the only friend I know is Nelson is Nelson is Nelson.
Yeah, the sensible
the counselor.
One. Yeah.
That like is me. Nelson is Nelson. Aside Nelson, I don't know any other friend. So, and anytime I always visit them, they accommodate me, take care of me like I'm their family.
Mm. Well, we see you, Nelson.
Okay, so even at that, my friends will always tell me, Solomon, I don't know what you are doing to my wife, or that she's always talking about you even when I'm out there.
This one passed the careful exam. This one is plenty.
I'm just telling guy, calm down. Because before they got married, though, I'm this person that always advocate for them. Guy, I will not allow you to do anything.
Sir Nelson. Are you married?
Yes, I'm married. I'm married.
You're married. Okay. Go on.
So I'm this kind of person that even when their wife is not there, Solomon, let's go hang out. Nelson calls Solomon, let's go hang out.
Okay.
I'll say, okay, come, let's go. So they want to, okay, let's do something, let's do one or two. I'll say, guy, count me out.
Okay, so you're the sensible one.
He's a sensible one.
Anything you do, although even in right or wrong, we are always together.
All right, Nelson. Thank you so much for calling. I need to go out for the news right now. The sensible one is Sarah Nelson. Thankfully, he's married, because this one that his friends' wives are liking him. I don't know.
Because he's the sensible one.
Okay.
We'll be right back, Lagos.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
It's the Family Clinic with the Techers. Now, let's get into the clinic.
All right, our family clinic is open. I can hear that. I've taken the role of Counselor Wems. And I've called Counselor Nancy.
Counselor Wems and Counselor Nancy.
You're welcome to the family clinic. All right, so we've got a story up here for you that we're going to be running by you. You tell us what you think or what you would do in that instance. So this is the hashtag, if it were me. I remember one of my lecturers there would say, if I were you, God forbid.
If I were you, God forbid.
It was always saying that thing. So let me read it out to you. Come on now. 1 minute. All right, so this person writes and says that she's writing on behalf of her sister.
Okay.
Who got married last year. They had a fancy, big wedding. Both families are cool together.
Okay.
And then, so this is what, June?
June, yeah.
Right, so about 6 months after, she finds out that...
Give it to us.
The husband is impotent.
Oh my God. Were you not supposed to do some medical checkup before the wedding?
Yeah. So now she's asking, should she tell her family members about it?
I don't think she has to do. It's between the husband and the wife.
Like, impotent means you can't have children.
You can adopt.
What if she doesn't want to have...
there are options. If she didn't have it's different. But there are options.
But is it possible for a man never to know before marriage that he was impotent? If he knew and he... It's possible?
Yes,
it's possible. Is it possible?
If he's never had himself checked out, right?
No. Men, nature checks them out every morning.
Well,
I think.
You can be... Maybe he's just shooting blanks. Like, he's always been shooting blanks and he didn't
this one is not shooting blanks, so... I do not understand English. Let me look for the dictionary meaning of important.
Exactly. So some men don't know they are important.
They don't know.
Yeah, because you're just shooting blanks and you're thinking you're lucky.
No.
You know, before marriage, you're shooting blanks and you're like, oh, I'm very smart. Nothing is happening because I'm smart. But you don't know.
Tell the mic.
You don't know you're important. No, right?
So I'm not sure that this is about shooting blanks. Pardon me, it's just 11 a.m., but I'm going to have to read the meaning of impotence.
Okay, let's go there.
Impotence occurs when you're unable to achieve an erection, maintain one, or ejaculate on a consistent basis.
Oh.
So you're talking erectile dysfunction.
Oh. You would know. Wait, so does this mean they were not together before the marriage?
No.
How do you know?
That would be so.
How do you not...
Some of us are children of God.
How do you not test the products before purchase?
No, now. You go to the mall and open and test it before you buy. Do you do that in a mall? Some of us are children of God.
Okay.
So you understand?
Okay. We've seen us.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Family Clinic. Our patient today is asking if she should tell her family members about this problem. So she's held this in for 6 months.
It's tough.
The husband is impotent.
It's tough.
Do you think she should tell her family members?
I don't think she has to. Honestly, I don't
think... So how is she going to deal with it if she doesn't tell them? The marriage was a marriage. It was a big wedding. The families were all involved. Everybody...
Like, you know, it's her husband. Does she want to just, put out his business out there?
His business is their business.
It's her business, not the family's business. It's her business.
But you know, so what's she going to tell the family members about why they're yet to have...
We decided...
Not to have kids yet.
Yes, and we have decided to adopt.
So if the guy knew before marriage and did not do full disclosure...
Well, you know, our culture will take it out on the woman. You can't get pregnant. You can't have
it. So she's going to have to face all of that harassment.
Yeah.
Knowing fully well that she's not the problem.
Problem, yeah.
All right. Let's call our fellow counselors to join us. 0700-993. The phone lines are already buzzing. 0700-993-993-993. Hello? Okay, sorry about that. Please call again. Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
Let me represent you something.
Yeah, now, cheers to life.
Cheers to life.
I like it. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Joseph on the line.
Welcome, Joseph. So, what should our patient do?
It's so unfortunate that she couldn't find out early enough.
Exactly. But how will she find out
she
now?
She should have tried the product.
No, not everybody wants to try the product. She wanted to keep the products intact and...
Now that it has happened like that, I think the marriage is between the both of them, not between the both and she and the family.
Thank you.
Between the both of them. I think they should meet consultants on health issues and see how they can be able to resolve it. And then they should be prayerful. There's nothing that God cannot do.
Hmm.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
There's nothing that God cannot do. So if they take every medical measures they can be able to take and prove
Your network should cut you off. Because do you know what that means?
I know what it means.
You get my meaning?
There are so many things they can do. Like, there's a solution to this problem. There's so many things they can do. It's the 22nd century. There's so many things they can do.
I hope you guys get our euphemisms. But see, if you don't get it, just forget about it.
Exactly. If you don't get it, forget about it.
If you don't get it,
forget about it.
Because do you know what this means? But Nancy, Counselor Nancy,
I know what
there
it
are
means.
Options.
There are options. There are a lot of options.
What?
Like, she loves this guy, right?
I don't know.
If she didn't love him, she won't be marrying him without testing the goods.
The question is it possible for a man not to know that he had erectile dysfunction?
Some people will just think it's like...
They just think
it's
normal?
Yeah, maybe I'm stressed or maybe...
You're stressed every day. You're always stressed every day of your life.
When he I'm sure the man knew. The man knew.
And if he knew and then he didn't tell her, I don't know how I'm going to take that one. Why are the lines cutting off? You guys have been trying for a while. Hello? Hello?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Jeff! What's up?
Jeff's alive.
Jeff's alive. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
My name is Ibrahim.
Ibrahim. Wait, first, can you tell me, is it possible for you are a male human? So, is it possible for a male human not to know that he has erectile dysfunction?
That's a big question, but it's not possible.
It's not possible. You should get. It's not possible. You would know. You will know something is wrong.
Something is wrong. You will know something is wrong. Probably won't take it serious.
But go on, Brian.
But what I think he should do, anyway, because during my own time, like the first caller said, I know people don't really believe that there is nothing prayer cannot do. But for me, I think prayer does a lot.
Mm.
Like when I want to get married, and after some, about 6 months, then preparing for the wedding, so my people said, okay, we must go and do this stuff. What's it called? Check our genotype.
Yeah.
To confirm if we are compatible.
Yeah.
So, when we went to do it, we were both AX.
Oh.
So, which means there is no way we can continue the relationship. So, I asked, okay, let's pray right. So, we took our time, we prayed. Oh, my head, I was like, it doesn't work. This is natural. You are yes, you are yes, and stuff like that. So the next time we went to do it again, and the doctor was even surprised. It was AA. We went to another
both of you.
It was the same result. AA. Things. And we were like, this thing we did was AX before now.
Yeah, changes.
We still went to another hospital again and did it again. It was AA. So for me, there's nothing prayer cannot do.
It's a miracle.
There's nothing prayer cannot do.
Oh, yeah. My first instinct would be to say maybe the first clinic was just wrong.
I just knew. You took it out of my mouth. I knew you were going to say that.
I mean, if three... that's just my thought. Maybe they were wrong. Good morning. Hello.
Hello, good
Give
morning.
Us a passcode.
What's up, Lagos?
What's
yes,
up?
Lord.
Cheers, the
hey. Yes,
Lord. Welcome good to morning. The show. Thank you for the good energy.
Morning, good, morning.
Good morning. What's your
well
name?
Done.
Thank you.
And Nancy.
Nancy Hi. Fancy.
I'm just here because of you.
Nice.
Oh, shit.
You know what? You know
what?
Fine. There is always other options. You understand?
Yeah.
Like, they can always adopt, they can always do, they can
See,
always...
See, forget
that.
The child part. I'm talking about the D.
There are still options.
The D. There
are options. Fine, we know there are options. Huh. Like, okay, now, Wilma was also asking, is there any way possible the man wouldn't have known if he's impotent or not? Fine, there is a way. I guess... Probably him himself was still a virgin and they got married. So now, let me now come back to Nancy.
Yeah. Okay.
If I'm a woman, and in my life, I never would have, I never think or thought of doing an abortion or doing all this IVF or so.
Yeah.
You know, I would prefer to have my baby in a normal way.
Okay.
And if I come and see that the man is an impotent and I can't have a baby with that man, I don't think the marriage is possible anymore.
So you just walk away?
It's not. He can't walk.
You know, people
so you don't
have
love
their
him,
preferences.
Then. You don't
but
love him.
But what if you really, really love
him? Yes,
this
if you love
fine.
The person.
We love each other in the first place. And why, what is love if at the end of the day, what will give me joy is not there?
Your love,
you know,
is
relative.
You know
what it takes for a woman or a marital life that nobody, they don't have children? Do you know the insanity the woman goes through?
I get it's tough.
You
know, but I would expect you would want to go through, you know, when you take your marriage vows or when you, yeah, when you find yourself in love with somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
It supersedes the physical. Yeah, it does, because you love this person. You're willing to be there for that person through thick and thin, right? That's what love is.
And this is thin.
This is, yeah, exactly. So you, if you really love him, you stand by him.
You stand by him, fine. But okay, what if we put it in this way, like, okay, I want it this way.
This is what you want.
Yeah, well, that's right. Well, that's you.
That's what she wants.
That's what you
exactly.
And what you want is what you want.
Exactly. Nothing will change that.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. You see, I'm even saying.
I know what you're saying.
I am even saying.
I know what you're saying.
And I insist.
I understand what you're saying.
That.
It has to be working.
Forget childbearing.
It has
first
to be
of
working.
All.
It has to be working.
And again, there are options.
There are options.
But, hello?
Hello.
No, give us a passcode.
What's up, Lagos?
Let's make it. Let's make it.
Let's help her. Let's help her.
What's up, Lagos?
That's
just alive.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Good morning, lady.
Good morning.
I'm Blessing.
Blessing, bless us with some word of wisdom for our patient today.
Wisdom.
What do you say?
Bless us with some words of wisdom for our patient today.
I'll be all right.
Yeah.
Okay, let me go straight to my point.
Yes,
okay.
Please.
First, love. I think love matters a lot.
Very important.
Hi,
you
baby.
Understand? Love can do what you can't even think of.
Oh.
Yes. Love can endure.
Love is patient.
You
love
understand?
Is kind.
So why I'm saying all this is this. If the lady in question loves the guy, you cannot even think of leaving the marriage because of the impotence.
Steve,
wait. Thank God, the last class said, if the guy is a virgin before he got married, he will not know.
No, I disagree.
So you understand?
No, I disagree.
I disagree with that part.
He will know.
He wakes up every morning.
He
are you not
know.
Supposed to have something
yes,
happen
that's
every morning?
That's why I said that nature checks for them every morning. You will know. So you see, if you look me in the eye and tell me that you never knew, we're going to have a big problem.
He should
problem.
Have sensed something is wrong.
Uh-uh.
He would have sensed something is wrong.
Or at least that you suspect that something might be wrong.
Yeah.
And the very moment you're choosing to settle down with a woman, you should then go check your concerns.
Yeah.
You owe it to yourself and to her.
I think most churches ask them to do medicals.
But I don't think they include that medical.
They should be including
They should start including
should start
that
including
medical.
That.
And do you truly love me if you knew that you had such a problem and you did not tell me? So why would you expect me to reciprocate a love you never showed? What's up, wisdom? Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. Just alive.
Welcome to the show. Energy.
Yes.
I like. Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Oh, morning, rather.
Welcome to the show. What's your name, sir?
My name is David from Beshoriade.
Welcome,
hi, David.
Yes. You see, this is why we say, medical examination by both partners before they are joined together is very, very important.
Yeah.
So that it can reveal a lot of things which one may not like.
Yeah.
And
you, except to agree, they cannot work together
as one.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, and if we can be able to see any fraudulent one among them, and that's why, especially in the church, the pastor will ask you if you know of any impediment.
Yeah. Why you should not be joined to this person?
Why should not be joined together?
Yeah.
Say it now.
I think that question is to the public, though.
No, first of all, ask both of them.
The public is separate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they ask them. Do you know a reason why you shouldn't be married to this person? Tell us.
Then they come and ask the two partners again. their own of impediment.
Okay.
You know, of any of impediment. And if any of the partner has been able to manipulate those things, and after the marriage, the second partner now come to discover.
Yeah.
This is where voidable marriage comes in.
Absolutely. Mm.
So yeah. You are free to run back to the pastor.
Yeah.
That look at it. So you ask this man if there's any impediment.
And yeah. He said no.
He said no.
And he said no impediment.
And there's a mountain of impediment right here.
Serious.
Because that is a huge impediment. It's a huge. And you know, real life story.
Yeah.
I knew a man. I was going to talk like Paul, whether in this world or this. But I knew a man who married a lady. The same day they were asked.
Yeah.
This lady was a nurse. Real life story.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that this woman... So I got to know because this person was always staying back at work. You know, I would be doing night shift.
Yeah.
And he's been there since morning and he's not going home. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, so what's popping? Found out that this woman who was a nurse knew that she had heavy fibroids. That kept coming back even with surgery, and that she could never have a child.
Oh
no.
Kept it, was always heavily menstruating almost throughout the month. Mm. Because they were Christians and this was a good guy, kept all of this away from him, married him, and then he finds out that he can't even move close to his wife because she was almost always on the bed. And you didn't let him know?
You didn't declare.
Marriage is null and void.
And then she puts up a braggado force, like, and you don't marry me.
What?
Yeah, like,
oh,
what?
Oh, my goodness.
No, that's rude.
There are people and there are peeps.
There are peeps.
They're peeps. Yeah.
that's just plain rude.
What? Peeps. We've got an advert break coming up shortly. Let me see. Okay, we've got 2 more minutes before that. So let's get back to the phone lines and then we head to WhatsApp. Good morning.
Hello?
Hello, give us a passcode.
Yeah, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Okay, you've called us before now. Let other people join in. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome. Give us a passcode.
My name is Kinsley Ankole.
Oh, yeah. Give me a Najee, first of all.
Yeah.
You have to say what's up, Lagos.
Like, hello?
You have to say what's up, Lagos first.
What's
with serious
up,
energy.
Welcome to the show. Please tell us your name.
Good morning.
The truth
is that this thing, they taught us when we were going for marriage course.
Yeah.
If you don't disclose any ailment or anything, like you lie about anything before getting married, the marriage is, we did not even hold at all.
That's what I said. It's null and void.
At all. And people are saying if she loves him, if he really loves her, he will say the truth before even going into the marriage.
Tell
her everything before.
What, like, you say, what if
she loves him, she will stay with him. No. He's supposed to be upright in the first place.
But what if he did not know? So
if he
is it possible?
Know.
You know, we have some brothers that are very brotherly in the Lord.
No, but wait, bro. We have a bro on the line. Is it possible for a man not to know he had erectile dysfunction?
No, it's not possible.
It's not possible.
It's not even possible.
It's impossible.
Once in a while, your body will... What are you saying? Once in a while,
yeah, some brothers that are very brotherly.
I'm a man.
Thank you, Jare. Jesus is keeping them.
See, even no matter how brotherly you are, again, nature checks for you. It's just how boys are made. See, I grew up with boys and I've got just boys. Yeah. I've got plenty male humans around.
From an early
many men.
Show,
right?
From an early age.
Because I've got all boys, doctors
mornings.
Will tell you if you've got a boy child, so check their scrotum to be sure it drops properly. Because for some people, they have suspended scrotum. That can be worked on with surgery. But you know, the other...
Interesting.
No, let's go on a break. Wow. We'll be right back.
Dropping.
What's up, Lagos? Welcome back from the break. My name is Wemimo. I'm Counselor Wems.
Yeah.
From the Family Clinic. Counselor Isoke.
Counselor Isoke in the building.
I've got Counselor Nancy.
Counselor Nancy.
And we're here discussing our patient's case.
Yeah.
And our patient today has been married for a bit over six months.
Yeah.
Had a big wedding and everything.
Big wedding.
Big, big time wedding.
Very huge.
A very huge wedding. And 6 months after, she has discovered that the guy is important. In other words, has erectile dysfunction.
Yeah.
And she's asking if she should tell her family about it.
Yes.
Or should she just keep it to herself? I mean, 6 months.
It's okay. Violence.
Oh, yes.
Violence.
I am a woman of violence.
6 months.
6 months. No.
Well, how did she cope in this 6 months?
Good question.
What happened on the honeymoon?
So, six months and forever to go.
Forever and ever. Amen.
Yeah, well, they say prayers can change stuff.
Prayer changes things.
Okay. Let's go on to WhatsApp.
Love is patient, love
all
is kind.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have someone who's anonymous said, this your issue happened to a female friend who asked that I help her husband out by impregnating her.
What?
She called her husband to speak with me on consent.
Me and what?
I was shocked when the guy told me that I have his consent to sleep with his wife anytime. So far, I keep their secret. I ran, oh. Jesus. I had to move to Lagos for fear of being killed later when they have their wishes.
But did you actually go through with it?
No, he said he ran. He put his slippers under his armpit and he picked race.
Oh my God.
Man, they were teens.
So instead of doing that...
I mean, didn't they do it in biblical times with the Hagar and the Sarah and the Abraham? Ah. Man, there are people and there are peeps.
Oh my God.
So we have... you guys, recover.
I'm not sure.
Recover.
It's okay.
All right, so we have Fred who said, there are men that have post-impotency after marriage, especially when they start seeing their woman as unattractive. The engine will just shut down. There are some herbs that can help, though. A man will know if he has erectile dysfunction because naturally we experience early morning rise and shine. Any man that doesn't experience this before marriage should go for checkup.
And you know, if you're there, you're listening, because these are real issues for people.
Yeah.
And maybe you never paid attention to it. You're still a young guy. But you realize that you don't have the early morning rise and shine. Even if it's not early morning, you just don't rise and shine. Please, I beg you, go see a doctor.
Yeah.
Because you know why? For some of the infertility cases I've had to personally handle for people, some of these men, so maybe they have erectile issues, but they still have active semen.
Okay.
That could be harvested.
Okay.
Right?
Mm.
Yeah, so because the issue...
Can be used for surrogacy and all that.
Even for IVF.
Yeah, okay.
They can be used for IVF. If the woman has a problem, then maybe surrogacy. Okay. So maybe there are still options. And then I just don't know about the warm...
Okay, so we have Alaji Adewale Atanda, who said...
Atanda.
Sorry.
Sorry.
I'm not a very Yobura person.
A what?
Yobura. So he said, see, let me tell you, the man knew that he's impotent.
Mm-hmm.
Okobo in Yoruba language. Assuming this happened to his wife, do you think the man will still stay in the marriage?
Thank you.
Answer is no. Mm. The lady should separate with him to go on her life. Mm. A real man's pipe should come up every morning.
Okay,
that's rise and shine. That's the wonderful work of God. Impotent Okobo for man. Lucky Riboto for girls.
See, I get the fact that if it was a woman, right? Yeah.
Yes,
it probably won't be taken as likely.
True that.
But where is love in all of this? Like, don't
see,
you believe
love,
in love,
love
anymore?
No, Jesus. I'm a love person.
Yeah.
I think that love also means that you're going to lay all your cards on the table with me. That if you have issues, you're going to at least mention it to me.
Yeah.
So that I'll know what I'm getting into. And I know we're walking through this together.
Exactly.
We're seeking all the possible solutions. We're going to discuss all the options. I mean, the other example, the man agreed with his wife for her to get somebody else to do the servicing. Yeah. While
Abraham and Hagar.
You know?
The Sarah style.
Yeah. Sarah style, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay, we have someone else.
Oh, we've got someone on the line. Hello?
Hello.
Radio has to be off. No, give us a passcode. It's WhatsApp Lagos.
Oh,
let's go.
WhatsApp Lagos.
Yes.
What's up?
Just live.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, this is Eze from Odogbolu.
Eze, welcome.
You see, what you are talking about,
Yes.
Hmm. It happened to one of my brothers. There are two brothers, the senior and the junior.
Hmm. Both of them
have this problem.
Jeez.
Oh. So I think what they finally decided was, the wife started going outside and get pregnant and come home and deliver.
Wow.
Oh, wrong.
It happens. From it happens. But from random men or from men that they know.
That it will be agreement between you and the wife or anybody at all. There must be a secret agreement.
Wow.
So that is it.
Wow.
It happens.
Things they occur. But I think maybe some of these women will just have one night stands, random
one night stands. Yeah.
But the thing with random is you're not even sure what diseases they have.
You're bringing back
And because you're trying to get pregnant, you're certainly not using protection. You're just leaving yourself open to.
Some women, back in the days, some women will know. You know, men, because of ego, they know they have this problem. They won't say anything. As wives, you know your husband has this problem. Mm-hmm. Because you want to protect his ego, you don't say anything. Then you go out there and you organize yourself and you come back with pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And the man knows.
And he dares not raise
and he
voice.
Will not say nada.
He dares not. So all of you, both of you have an unspoken agreement.
Exactly. These things have been occurring.
And is that love?
No.
That's understanding. That's understanding.
Hello?
What's up, ladies?
What's up? Chest alive. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
It's okay.
Welcome to the show.
The Wemmy Mo Baby.
We already have nicknames. I love it.
I am the cartoon lover guy.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's not just all about the rise and shine alone.
Uh-huh.
At a certain age, when you get to, even in the dream, you do the do.
Yeah.
In the dream?
Yeah.
It's normal.
It's normal.
It's a name for it.
What is called wet dreams.
Anybody spiritual or not spiritual is a lie.
Yeah, you're correct.
That even in the dream, you do the do is normal.
Yeah.
But the thing is, there's no man that will tell you, I did not know. It's impossible.
I think so.
While I was courting with my wife, you understand, we didn't do any do for like close to 2 years, and she felt so concerned. Mm-hmm. You know why?
You mean after marriage or before marriage?
Before marriage.
Okay.
Close to 2 years. So one day, we were kind of smooching, and she just grabbed me.
Wait.
I said, "What happened?" She said, "She's just checking if it is active."
She was checking for the product.
Come and be going, it's still early in the morning.
She was checking. It's always good to check the product.
No.
Check the product before purchase.
We have a caller on Skype, Osaze. Hello.
It's how are you guys doing?
Well, fantastic. Hey. Give us our passcode. Come on.
What's up, Lego?
Get it.
Oh, cheers to life.
Welcome to the show, Saza. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Ontario, Canada.
Thank you.
Oh, nice.
Good to have you here.
Ontario.
Welcome. Please go on,
Saza. First things first.
Yeah.
First things first, I think there is at least a 90% chance that the guy knew.
Yeah.
Right.
Because even aside the morning stuff.
Yeah.
There are times you just, all of a sudden, even when you're in public, the thing just acts on its own and you have to start shading, trying to cross your leg.
Are you?
That's when you've seen things.
Why you say beauty?
When you see things.
That must be embarrassing though.
Yeah. You got it.
Yeah.
So he should also know, and I believe the lady should also have known. Because I got married roughly 9 months ago, September last year anyway, to be precise.
Yeah.
And let's just say my wife was tear rubber, if I would use that term.
Yeah.
And she later had to ask me a question while we were dating, that why is that sometimes when I'm hugging you, I can feel something different.
Yeah.
It was at that point I had to explain that, okay,
sometimes when we're hugging, I sometimes have.
Because you can't tell me that you love someone or you like someone and nothing
happens.
How?
Yeah, but when nothing happens, in that case, maybe you're hugging somebody or you spend time together, you're cuddling or something, and it doesn't happen.
Yeah, you should know.
So I believe she also should have known earlier on that something was up.
But now that they're 6 months into the marriage, do you think she should tell her family members now?
I think they should handle it. They should both handle it themselves without her. Because usually for something like that, the guy's family will say, oh, you can manage. And the girl's family will be like, no.
Oh,
you
yeah.
In the 21st century, there are still stuff she can use.
You see?
That both of them can use, and at least he can still provide pleasure to
you
her.
See?
After all, it doesn't have to be the actual stuff that is being used to give pleasure.
Yeah.
She can still use other things. And like someone also said, they can also still check if the get sperm chances. Is still viable she can use for IVF
and have babies
and nobody even know that something happened. And also aside the fact if the sperm is no longer viable, they can still consider the adoption option too.
True. You're correct. Also say thank you very much.
I believe at the end of the day there should be an understanding between both of them how they like to go. So I'm not saying she should leave, I'm not saying she should stay,
but they need to talk about it.
They need to talk about it between the both
about
of them
and decide.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah. All right, Osaze, thank you. Thank you very much for calling us.
It was a good thing we broke it down, the definition of impotency, erectile dysfunction, and, shooting blanks.
Yeah, they're two different things.
Yeah.
They're absolutely two different things. Yeah. And again, there might be people listening who are in this exact situation, which is why we're bringing this up right now. So you tell us, what would you do in that instance? Mm. We're going to be having guests coming to the studio very shortly to give you some information. We'll do that for the next few minutes and we'll see if we can come back to you. This is What's Up Lagos and Go Away. Welcome back. It's What's Up Lagos. I told you I got guests in the house. So we're going to be talking to you about something pretty interesting for the next few minutes. And my guests are here as usual. We've got a passcode. Welcome to the show, by the way. Christopher and Kamos are here. Our passcode on this show is that you have to shout, What's Up Lagos? What's up, can you do that for me?
What's up Lagos?
Cheers
to life.
That's it. Now we can officially begin. Now, they're here to talk to you about Wazobia Academy. Many of you know Wazobia FM. You know Wazobia TV, right? You know Wazobia Max, right? Now, Wazobia Academy, this is an online learning platform for those in the creative industry. But I'll let you tell you more about what Wazobia Academy is. I'm going to start with you, Christopher.
Yes, thank you very much for inviting me today. Through the French desire to deepen its relationship with Nigeria by contributing to innovative projects that create educational and employment opportunities, the embassy supported the creation of the entrepreneurship in the fashion industry training courses through funding for the French Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Europe. And this training came after the success of the previous one dedicated to script writing. And we hope that this new training courses will be successful too.
All right. I'm going on to Kamos now. He's a coordinator.
Yes.
It's fantastic that the French embassy is supporting. So tell us about what this idea is about and who are the target audience.
Yeah, over the years, we've had Wazobia, Cool FM, Nigeria Info, TV. And then a lot of people come up with the question, do you people train creatives? Do you train people in radio and all of that? And that's why the management came up with Wazobia Academy. And this idea came up at the time we had the lockdown. So online happened to be.
So during the lockdown, creative juice was just
flowing.
I like it. That's what creatives do.
So that happened to, give us that leverage to use the online medium to reach a wider audience. So we came up with Wazobia Academy. And the interesting thing is we started doing it in partnership with LAFAC, through whom we now got the French embassy involved. So the courses are developed by another partner, you know, from the from France. Esmond is an institution where they, you know, create a fashion institution, actually. So, so they come up with the course manual and then send it over to us. We Nigerianize it so that it suits into our environment. And then we record and have it on the app.
Right. You know? So tell me, what are the courses available? So when we talk creatives, it's a very broad space.
Yes.
Right. Now, so who are we talking about?
Yeah, we touch different areas. Now, we on the app, we have script writing, which we experimented last year, and it had a very huge turnout.
Yeah.
And then we have shooting and editing of videos. We have how to become an OEP like you.
Oh, yeah.
And then we have filmmaking. So, and then we have fashion, you know, fashion.
It's fashion designing.
Yeah, so right now we are focusing on fashion because we had to launch with that because the French embassy came on board and decided to fund it and, you know, to allow everybody to take the course for free.
Ooh. What?
Yes.
Nice.
It's entirely
what?
Free. Yes.
Love it.
No, I know by now they're moving closer to their radios like, you mean for free?
Yes.
Like, I'm not paying anything.
Free.
For free. Yes, yes, for free. That's fantastic.
And so far, this is just about 1 week since we launched. And as at this morning, we have over 400 people.
No, you see, before you leave here, you're almost breaking down the app because they're going to flood it up.
Yes.
But before we tell them how to log in, I'm going back to Christopher. So why is the French embassy? Why are you interested in this?
Actually, France seeks to support the emergence of generation of future Nigerian entrepreneurs in the creative industry. And I think that we believe that culture and that cultural policy are truly effective way to strengthen also the relationship between our two countries.
Yeah.
Not only government and public bodies, of course, but also and mainly the people, the entrepreneur, the Nigerian youth, who has dream and expectation to fulfill. So that's why I think it's one of the main goal of the French government to support the emergence of young Nigerian talents.
Yeah, and we've got a lot of those talents, right? Yeah. And unemployment rate is pretty high. Yeah. This is one way to tackle unemployment, Kemos.
Yeah, it's a very huge way of tackling unemployment. Because when we started last year, a lot of people, we had that body language of doubt and all of that. But when the participant started...
Taste and see.
Oh,
that's
man.
What they'd say. Yeah.
You know, we tried to leverage the relationship that Wazobia as a company has, you know, with professionals locally and internationally. And then we had to pull in someone from France last year to come and give physical class in Nigeria. And it was all for free.
So the training right now is on fashion designing, right?
Yes.
So for those who are interested, where do they go to? How do they maximize this opportunity?
It's a very simple thing you do with your Android phone, you know. So you just spend some of the time you spend on
Instagram, social media.
Just go to your Play Store and download Wazobia Academy app.
Yes.
She's doing it already.
So
when you download Wazobia Academy app, just sign up and you go straight to the fashion course. It's easy.
Easy peasy.
And then the interesting thing is when you download the app and start the course, you have to download the topics, the modules.
The modules.
So when you download them and start learning, you can stop at any point in time, go do some other thing and come back to continue. From
so you can do this at your pace.
At your pace, from wherever you
and
are.
And it is free. I don't know what
and
else to tell you.
By the time you download,
guys,
you don't even need data to continue.
Oh, you can continue offline?
Offline, yes.
Oh, nice. Man, this is speaking my
Play
language.
Play Store, Wazobia Academy app, download it, log in, sign in, get on the course. Yeah. It's free. Yeah. You can continue offline.
Without data.
I don't know what else you're waiting for. Is there a time this is closing or is it open like forever?
And ever and ever.
No, what we do is we leave a space of 3 months. And then within that 3 months, we select the top 20 learners.
Okay.
So those top 20 learners, we give them the opportunity to have a one-on-one virtual class with the trainers that they saw their videos in the app.
Oh, wow.
And then after the virtual class, we also do a physical class where they have the opportunity to ask questions, see examples, demonstrations, and everything. And then in the course, we had to bring in Lisa Folawiyo. She's very recognized. So, and the interesting thing is, Lisa is the creative behind Joyous by Lisa, and then we have her sister, Shike Saro, who takes care of the business development. So now you go on the app, you're not just learning the creative and how to be original with your own fabric and pieces.
Yeah.
You are also learning the business part of fashion and how to, you know, increase your value.
I don't know what you're waiting for. So go on the Play Store right now. Go to Play Store, download the Wazobia Academy app, get on the course, start learning. Make sure you're one of the top 20 so you can have a physical class.
Yes.
We must go now. Christopher and Kimo, thank you for being on WhatsApp Lagos. Give me my passport as you leave. WhatsApp Lagos, let's go.
WhatsApp Lagos!
What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.